Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A winter weather advisory is in effect through noon today. Expect some snow accumulations, possibly up to 3 inches, with windy conditions that could affect visibility and cause slippery road conditions. Check road conditions before traveling by dialing 511. Patients and the families of patients are now able to find support with the cost of hospice care from the Northeast Wyoming Community Health Foundation. The News Record reports hospice givings will support patients and their families with hospice care and additional expenses that come up during end-of-life care. An advisory board will review applications. Patients and their families can find the application and apply to hospice giving by visiting the foundation website at newcommunityhealth.org/hospice-giving. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Emergency Rental Assistance Program will stop taking new applications and letters of intent on November 10th, as funding for the program is expected to run out early spring of next year. County 17 reports the program will continue to fund extension requests for enrolled and eligible households for now. You can learn more about rental assistance by going to dfs.wyo.gov/ERAP. The annual Donkey Creek Festival Board has announced that after 16 years, the festival will be suspended indefinitely due to a lack of board volunteers and funding. This summer's festival was put on using funds left over from the festivals canceled by COVID-19 and a $10,000 donation from Gillette College. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.